Hello?
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya the Soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yeah, you're the supervisor for Asia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I have gone back over my bank statement. I had a conversation with you guys when you first sent me the free neck massager, and then all of a sudden I get charged. And when I got charged the first charge, they reimbursed me, and they were supposed to cancel it. Okay, I cannot find my confirmation number, but I have now had a charge of $49.97 in January, $49.97 in December. In February, I was charged $56. So it even goes up, $56.95 with for nothing. And then again in March. Now, she reimbursed me the full percent in March of $56.95. I want the rest of this money back.
And would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged or your zip code?
My zip code is 94587. You are dealing with a person on a fixed income. I don't know what the heck you guys do and how you do this. The first person that I talked to when I saw this charge come out, she said that it was because I went ahead with the free giveaway, and that automatically cost me so that they're taking money out. That neck massager was probably worth $2. And, in fact, I told them that I would send it back.
And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address and also your first and last name, please?
375 Riviera Drive, Union City, 94587. And the first name is Kathy. The last name is Norville. Yeah, it was a $2 piece of crap that you guys sent me in the mail for this neck massager. And now, so far, I have paid the one they reimbursed me and said that they canceled it. I mean, we're seniors. We can't afford things like this. What do you guys do to us?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And bear with me one moment while I take a look into this for you. Thank you for being patient. So, yes, ma'am. So, I do see here, looks like that was back on October 14th when you paid the shipping, which was the $7.49. $0.45. It was for the neck massager.
Yeah.
And then you were charged the membership fee of $49.97, and that got you the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. So basically, you could buy other gadgets from that online store with that gift card.
I never got that. It never came in the mail, never got it, don't have it, don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. So it wasn't going to come in the mail. It would have been emailed to you. And so I definitely do understand that you did not understand the terms and conditions, or I was not aware of those. But that is how you received the charge by of course, accepting the welcoming gift and also agreeing to the terms and conditions. So what I can do, since I definitely do understand that you were not aware or you did not understand, is a 50% refund for you.
I need the money back.
That's the February 19th charge.
That's over $213 that you guys have charged me, and I got nothing.
Well, I'm referring to the February 19th charge at the moment.
Well, I want to go back. I want to go back all the way to the beginning of January and December charge. of $49.99.
We would have to start with the most recent.
I want full refund of everything. So you can start from the beginning or the end. I want my refund back. I want a refund back. I did not get anything. You guys didn't give me anything. All you did was take my money and increase it besides.
Okay. Well, as far as the February 19th charge, I have gotten that refunded in full for you. So that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And with the January 19th charge, again, it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms and conditions. But what I can do as a courtesy is a 50% refund for you.
I need the full refund. I did not refund. I did not agree to the terms. Did not sign anything. There's no signature on there other than me saying, yes, I will get this neck massager, and here's the shipping. That's it. I did not sign. I did go ahead and get that
refunded for you as well. So far you've received a full refund for the March, February, and January.
Okay, let's go to December.
Well, due to the age of those, we would not be able to get that refunded. Those are valid charges. But I did go ahead and refund what we could.
Those are not valid charges because I never received anything. So you better start going back further. Or let me speak to one above you.
Well, we do go by the same protocol here, so they would advise the same as well.
There's the November 19 charge of $49.95. That was the one that they said that they reimbursed me, and I saw a reimbursement when that came through.
Well, that must have been a different company because I'm not seeing where you were refunded at all for that. And it's not showing here where you called to cancel either.
Good call, because I remember having the same discussion about this stupid neck massager. That was a piece of $2 crap. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed bilking senior citizens out of money, really, on fixed incomes. I'm not kidding. I never ordered anything. I will never do this again. I have the November and the December charge that I still need. That's $100. That's $100. That we don't have, and especially with gas prices and food prices going up now, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding.
My husband and I are in our 80s, and we just don't have that kind of money. I don't check my checking account every day. I'm too trusting, I think, but I will never be trusting again. So I definitely need the reimbursement for the December and January. I'm sorry, you already did January, November and December.
Yes, ma'am, but I've already refunded what we could.
Okay.
And so that is the most that we can do.
And yeah, about letting me speak to somebody else higher than you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that. But again, we do go by the same protocol. And so another supervisor would advise the same as well.
Well, I'll waste their time then, like they're wasting mine. So,
go ahead and get you connected. Yes, ma'am. One moment.
I want a confirmation number on the two that you did.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
Let me get it pulled up here. Okay, so the February, that is 699-590-6716.
Okay.
And the other one, it is 691-200-0531.
Okay. I appreciate what you've done, and if you can give me your supervisor now.
Yes, ma'am, one moment.
Thank you. Where did he go when he cut all that stuff? Maybe to his desk.
Okay, I'm getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
All right, you as well. Thank you.